Okay, well, here's one I've been trying to figure out. Gotta say, I'm having a little problem recording and walking the way I used to like to do. Just a little bit out of sync here. I think the problem is I'm trying to use the iPod Touch held up to my head as though it were a telephone, even though I've got the wired microphone hooked up. But what the effect of that is my big old ear keeps touching the touch screen of the iPod, which is causing the recording to pause. So I think I've got that worked out. Anyhow, what I've been thinking about is the science fiction. It seems to me that the line between science fiction and reality is getting blurrier and blurrier, almost to the point of not even being worthwhile to imagine there being a line, you know? The world of imagination, fantasy, unreality kind of is creeping over into reality. At least that's how it seems to me. Yeah, I might be getting it wrong again, the way I sometimes do. But here's a couple of examples I'd like to offer for your consideration. One is something I heard this guy say more than a year ago. He was saying that at some point in the future they would be using this this nanotechnology type of engineering to sort of create something that's smaller than dust. Just these little particles that are charged with the ability to receive and transmit information. And the point would come where this dust actually is everywhere, like in apartments and offices all over the place. And what that means is that people who are controlling that are able to see and hear what's going on just about everywhere. Now, that seems kind of scary, I suppose, if it could actually happen. It would mean like the people who are in charge of surveilling people, like us, basically know what we're doing all the time. Maybe they already do. I don't know. But this guy was saying it's not that hopeless. You know, that we could, at some point in the future, sort of turn the technology inside out, and actually we could, as those who are being watched, could gain control over the system and actually watch the watchers. And he came up with the term surveillance and surveillance. Now, I don't know how much to make of that, and I had another example, but I'm running out of time, so let me just say why I'm thinking of this. Because I saw an article in the Wired magazine online edition saying that the government, one of the government agencies who's responsible for keeping track of what's going on, what people are doing, is consulting with a company, has hired a company, or actually created a company, who's going to be responsible for, you know, checking everything out on the internet and the social networks. So, right, you get it? So it's already happening, not with the nano dust technology, but just with the regular technology. They're trying to watch the people and know what the people are doing. I don't know who the people are, but maybe you and me and a few other folks. So here's the question. Was the guy who was talking about this dust technology and saying, you know, we could turn it around on them and we could actually surveil the surveillers, could we do it with this company? I don't know. Maybe they're listening. And if they are, perhaps they could leave a comment in the comment box. Okay, I gotta go. Just want to say thank you. Thank you very much.